Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm. As expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener-supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal. I had my first cardiac rehab today. Excellent. Took my blood pressure multiple times, nice and low. Here's some news for you that's going to reduce your blood pressure. Benjamin Fulford reporting. Ukrainian peace deal reached between NATO and Russia. An agreement in the Ukrainian war was reached in principle last week following high-level negotiation between British MI6 intelligence and the Russian FSB. The details will be negotiated over the coming months, sources at both agencies confirm. The basic outline of the agreement is as follows. Russia will get the entire Ukrainian Black Sea coast. The city of Odessa will become a demilitarized free trade zone to allow Ukrainian trade to proceed smoothly. The country of Abkhazia will be internationally recognized and also turned into a free trade zone. I'm looking at a map. Abkhazia is to the north and west of Georgia. Fascinating. The war criminals in Ukraine, including Vladimir Zelensky, will be removed from power and face justice. A fully modernized 300,000-man NATO army will be established in Germany. It will be strong enough to deter a Russian invasion. The Russians have no plans to invade anyway, but too weak to threaten Russia. It will also keep the military-industrial complex in business until a swords-to-plowshares transition can be managed. Never going to happen. Also, a Polish-Lithuanian confederacy may take over the non-Russian parts of Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin himself says, plans may be in the works to use an intended Polish-Lithuanian-Ukrainian joint military unit as an occupation force in western Ukrainian territories, and any Polish forces entering liveth are certain to remain there. He also says if the Ukrainians want to relinquish or sell off something in order to pay their bosses, as traitors usually do, that's their business. We will not interfere. In other words, the Russians seem to be okay with this as long as they leave Belarus alone. Of course, there are hotheads in both Russia and the West who are not satisfied with this arrangement. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko says he's starting to get tense with the Wagner Group because they want to march on Warsaw. The Khazarian Mafia propaganda rag, the New York Times, for its part, is still clinging to the illusion that a thoroughly defeated Ukraine can somehow win this war if only get a more weapons and money. This is delusional, as Putin notes. The whole world sees that the vaunted Western, supposedly invulnerable military equipment is on fire and is often even inferior to some of the Soviet-made weapons in terms of its tactical and technical characteristic. And the West does not have the production capacities to quickly replenish the consumption of reserves of equipment and ammunition. In addition, people in Ukraine are asking a legitimate question more often. For what? For the sake of whose selfish interests are their relatives and friends dying? This is why cooler heads prevail. The alternative is all-out nuclear war, which is something only the Khazarian Mafia wants. Diplomats are expected to start working on the details of the peace agreement in Malta during the month of August, MI6 sources say. They sent us a press release by the Anglo-Saxon military group known as the Patriots International Alliance. It calls for an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine to prevent a potential nuclear conflict. It also recognizes the atrocities committed against ethnic Russians in Ukraine and the installation of U.S. DOD bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine as war crimes. All this is simply superb and seems to me very balanced and equitable and appropriate. Since these military veterans have not accepted bribes from the Khazarian Mafia, they are looking for financial sponsors for the peace conference in Malta. They can be contacted as follows. MG, that's Major General Paul E. Valley, U.S. Army retired chairman, at suaus1961@gmail.com. suaus1961@gmail.com. Let's face it, writes Fulford, Ukraine was a catastrophic military defeat for the Khazarian Mafia. As Colonel Douglas McGregor notes, Ukrainian service personnel are surrendering at the first opportunity, owing to the belief they are being treated as nothing more than cannon fodder. We have not even talked about the estimated 60,000 children who have disappeared coming out of Ukraine. The lesson learned in Ukraine is that American military power consists of boutique forces designed for safari in Africa and the Middle East, not decisive combat operations against great continental powers like Russia or China. It is time for Washington to turn its attention inward and address the decades of American societal, economic, and military decay that ensued after 1991, which, of course, was a year of the dissolution of the Soviet Union. It's time to reverse the decline in American national prosperity. How wonderful, how clear, how appropriate, how spot on. The Europeans are also sick and tired of supporting a dying U.S. regime. P3 Freemason sources say that in the past 2.5 years, EU countries paid $1.12 trillion for expensive U.S. natural gas, which would have been enough for 10 years worth of Russian gas before the Ukrainian war started. This is why the Europeans voted against the Americans and the British at the recently ended NATO summit. History shows that whenever there is a decisive military defeat, regime change follows. The parade of Rockefeller stooges from the fake Biden administration visiting China recently has been part of a desperate attempt by the old U.S. regime to stay in power. Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Anthony Blinken, Janet Yellen all went to China on begging missions and returned empty-handed. This led to top Rockefeller bagman, 100-year-old Henry Kissinger himself, being sent to China. Chinese government sources said they told Kissinger they respected him as an old friend who helped normalize relations between the U.S. and China in the 1970s. However, they also told him they knew he ordered the murder of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Abe was a member of the Chinese Li royal family. For this and other reasons, they would not support his Rockefeller masters and their fake Biden. Also, in a very clear sign, Taiwan does not intend to go along with any Khazarian mafia plot to turn that island into a new Ukraine, Zhang Kuchen, head of Taiwan's defense, said. Taiwan does not plan on reselling Hawk surface terror missile systems to the U.S. just so they can turn around and send them to Ukraine. He added, deadlines have already been set, in accordance with which the Hawk SAMs will be got rid of every year. They will be replaced with 10 Kung Skybo TAS SAMs. After that, they will be destroyed. In other words, they are telling the Rockefellers, we're not going to trade used weapons for your fake dollars so you can buy time by sending them to other countries. This is such a fabulous report. I'm going to present it again. Ukraine peace deal reached between NATO and Russia, Benjamin Fulford, July 24th. An agreement to end the Ukrainian war was reached in principle last week following high-level negotiation between British MI6 intelligence and the Russian FSB. The details will be negotiated over the coming months, sources in both agencies confirm. The basic outline of the agreement is as follows. Russia will get the entire Ukrainian Black Sea coast. The city of Odessa will become a demilitarized free trade zone to allow Ukrainian trade to proceed smoothly. The country of Bakhazia will be internationally recognized and also turned into a free trade zone. As I mentioned, this country is just to the northwest of Georgia on the border with Russia and, of course, is on the Black Sea. So between Odessa and this little country, there's going to be a massive free trade zone in the Black Sea. war criminals in Ukraine, including Volodymyr Zelensky. It's not Vladimir, it's Volodymyr, will be removed from power and face justice, devoutly to be wished. A fully modernized 300,000-man NATO army will be established in Germany. It will be strong enough to deter Russian invasion, but too weak to threaten Russia. Now, this is symbolic. This is supposed to show that NATO is doing something to protect its member states, but it's meaningless. Russia's superior, there wouldn't be any peace agreement, certainly not along these lines, for Russia not in total control. He adds, it will also keep the military-industrial complex in business until a swords to plowshare transition can be managed, which, as I suggested before, will be never. Also, a bullish Lithuanian Confederacy may take over the non-Russian parts of Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin himself says, plans may be in the works to use an intended Polish-Lithuanian-Ukrainian joint military unit as an occupation force in western Ukrainian territories, and any Polish forces entering Lviv are certain to remain there. He also says if the Ukrainians want to relinquish or sell off something to pay their bosses, as traitors usually do, that's their business. We will not interfere. In other words, the Russians seem to be okay with this as long as they leave Belarus alone. Of course, there are hotheads in both Russia and the West who are not satisfied with this arrangement. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said he's starting to get tense with a Wagner group because they want to march on Warsaw. Ain't gonna happen. The Khazarian Mafia propaganda rag, the New York Times, for its part, is still clinging to the illusion that a thoroughly defeated Ukraine can somehow still win this war if only they get more weapons and money. What balderdash. This is delusional, as Putin notes. The whole world sees that the wanted Western, supposedly invulnerable, military equipment is on fire and is often even inferior to some Soviet-made weapons in terms of technical characteristics. The West does not have the production capacity to quickly replenish the consumption of reserves of equipment and ammunition, a point I've made here many times that Mike Adams made as long ago as 6 months. In addition, people in Ukraine are asking a legitimate question more often. For what? For the sake of whose selfish interests are their relatives and friends dying? This is why cooler heads prevail. The alternative is all-out nuclear war, which is something only the Khazarian Mafia wants. That's something I have asserted many, many times. Israel want Ukraine to be the new Israel, and they want all of Ukraine, including the Crimea and the Donbass. Well, it appears they're not going to get it. Diplomats are expected to start working on the details of the peace agreement in Malta during the month of August, MI6 sources say. They sent us a press release by the Anglo-Saxon military group known as Patriots International Alliance. It calls for an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine to prevent a potential nuclear conflict. It also recognized the atrocities committed against ethnic Russians in Ukraine and the installation of U.S. DOD bioweapon laboratories in Ukraine as war crimes. Let them be so prosecuted. Since these military veterans have not accepted bribes from the Khazarian mafia, they're looking for financial sponsors for the peace conference in Malta. They can be contacted as follows. MG Major General Pauley Valley, U.S. Army retired. Email address suaus1961@gmail.com. suaus1961@gmail.com. Let's face it. Ukraine was a catastrophic military defeat for the Khazarian mafia. As Colonel Douglas McGregor, who's been consistently among the very best commentators on the war, notes, Ukrainian service personnel are surrendering at the first opportunity, owing to the belief that they are being treated as nothing more than cannon fodder. We have not even talked about the estimated 60,000 children who have disappeared coming out of Ukraine. Their fate may well have been horrific. The lesson learned in Ukraine is that American military power consists of boutique forces designed for safari in Africa and the Middle East, not decisive combat operations against great continental powers like Russia or China. It is time for Washington to turn its attention inward and address the decades of American societal, economic, and military decay that ensued after 1991. It's time to reverse the decline in American national prosperity. I could not agree more. This is Colonel McGregor. Meanwhile, the Europeans are also sick and tired of supporting a dying U.S. regime. P3 Freemason sources say that in the past 2.5 years, EU countries paid $1.12 trillion for expensive U.S. natural gas, which would have been enough for 10 years worth of Russian gas before the Ukrainian war started. This is why the Europeans voted against the Americans and with the British at the recently ended NATO summit. Love it. Absolutely love it. As a form of celebration, I want to pick up on this country song that has been making such a splash and then comment on its significance, its lyrics, and what's going on here.
Try that in a small town, full of good old boys. Farmers are dropping their own crops for the day. A friend is in need, and they've come to help.
That's what this community, a lot of herb communities, stand for. Somebody needs some help, you'll get it.
I gotta say, I think it's fantastic the response that occurred here. There have been a lot of attacks from the left, but most of Jason Aldean's supporters and fans have lauded what he's done here. His wife has fired back at critics. Twists everything to fit your repulsive narrative, she asserts. Country music star Jason Aldean's wife, Brittany, an outspoken opponent of the woke agenda permeating much of American society, fired back at critics of her husband's song. Try that in a small town who called the lyrics racist. We'll take a look on the other side.
Like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, let me say, Aldean's song, released in May, was targeted after he released a video version on July 14th, with critics calling it racist and pro-lynching. After the backlash, Country Music Television, CMT, pulled the video. Aldean's wife, Brittany, fired back at critics, publishing a selfie of her and her husband, and captioned, "Never apologize for speaking the truth." That's good. I couldn't agree more. Never apologize for speaking the truth. Media? It's the same song and dance she wrote on her Instagram. Twist everything you can to fit your repulsive narrative. How about instead of creating stories, we focus on real ones, such as child trafficking, food for thought. Indeed. Aldean also vigorously defended himself. "In the past 24 hours, I've been accused of releasing a pro-lynching song. The song has been out since May and was subject to the comparison that I was not too pleased with a nationwide BLM protest. These references are not only meritless, but dangerous. There's not a single lyric in the song that references race or points to it. And there isn't a single video clip that isn't real news footage. And while I can try and respect others have their own interpretation of a song with music, this one goes too far." In 2022, Brittany shared a video showing her applying makeup and caption, "I'd really like to thank my parents for not changing my gender when I went through my tomboy phase. I love this girly life." Her husband reacted, "LMAO, laughing my ass off. I'm glad they didn't too, because you and I wouldn't have worked out." No doubt. Try that in a small town, for me, reverse of the feeling of a community I had growing up, where we took care of our neighbors regardless of differences of background or belief, because they were our neighbors, and that was because any differences. My political views have never been something I've hidden from, and I know that a lot of us in this country don't agree on how we get back to a sense of normalcy, where we go at least a day without a headline that keeps us up at night. But the desire for it too, that's what this song is about. Here are the lyrics. "Try that in a small town," song by Jason Aldean. Lyrics: "Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjack an old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool? Well, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop. Spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough? Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here, we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town." got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're going to round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here, we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town. Full of good old boys, raised up right, if you're looking for a fight. Try that in a small town. Try that in a small town. Full of good old boys, raised up right, if you're looking for a fight. Try that in a small town. Try that in a small town. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here, we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Try that in a small town. Ooh, ooh. Try that in a small town. Listen to it again. It's the video version that has caused the left to freak out because it shows all these events, BLM, riot, arson, looting, murders that they support. They didn't mind when it was just an audio, but the video version brings it home. Check it out.
Are dropping their own crops for the day. A friend is in need, and they've come to help.
It's what this community and a lot of our community stand for. If somebody needs some help, you'll get it.
Let me say a few words about why I like this so very much. I mean, here you have country music taking a leadership role in a nation that desperately needs it. Desperately needs it. A leadership role here. What to do about all the chaos? What to do about all the crimes? I got a report here about a woman at Lowe's who tried to stop three blacks who were shoplifting like $10,000 worth of merchandise. And for attempting to stop them, she got punched out three times by the bad guys. But stunningly, she was fired by Lowe's. Fired by Lowe's. This is just the opposite of what we need here in the United States. The fact that in San Francisco you can bring a whole caravan up and you can do massive shoplifting up to a grand apiece of a wealthy department store and the police won't lift their least digit to do anything about it. This is completely outrageous. The fact that we've got a military gone woke. They can't make their recruiting goals. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, they're all falling short. And the reasons are obvious. The U.S. military in the past has been made up very largely of white Southern boys who care about their country, their patriots. But who wants to shower with a tranny? And using the shot to wipe us out, you know, paint the tanks pink all you like. It's just as the report we had from Benjamin Fulford reported. We have a boutique army. It's good for safaris in Africa and maybe parades in the Middle East. It's no good against a serious major military force like Russia or China, as was observed there. Even some old Soviet-era equipment, this is pre-1991, was doing better in Ukraine than Western military gear. I say, assuming that Benjamin Fulford's got it right, and from the outline, I believe he does. It all sounds exactly right to me. We're going to be spared World War III, at least for the time being. Russia's going to have control of the Black Sea, Crimea, Donbass, other provinces, some mixed Polish, Lithuanian, Ukrainian consortium will control the western part of Ukraine. The outline there of a resolution was all highly rational and appropriate. And while it appears that it's going to take a month or more to work out the details, I like what I've read so much, and because of its importance, I even read it twice. But America is in a bad way. When they say, get back to cleaning up your own country, let me find that paragraph again. It's so appropriate. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. Let's face it, Ukraine was a catastrophic military defeat for the Khazarian mafia. As Colonel Douglas McGregor wrote, Ukrainian service personnel are surrendering at the first opportunity, owing to the belief that they are being treated as nothing more than cannon fodder. We have not even talked about the estimated 60,000 children who've disappeared coming out of Ukraine. Serious. a lesson learned in Ukraine. And believe me, this is the bottom line, is that American military power consists of boutique forces designed for safari in Africa and the Middle East, not decisive combat operations against great continental powers like Russia or China. It's time for Washington to turn its attention inward and address the decades of American societal, economic, and military decay that ensued after 1991. It's time to reverse the decline in American national prosperity. Do I ever agree with that? How sensational. How sensational. Here's more that I haven't previously shared. The Chinese are already pulling the plug on the current Rockefeller-Rothschild-dominated financial system. Last week, China's one-time property giant Evergrande reported long-delayed results showing that in 2021 and 2022, the company generated losses of $113 billion on $340 billion in liabilities. A similar implosion is happening in the U.S. A 30-story building in downtown Baltimore was sold in June for $24 million, a 63.6% discount versus the tower's 2015 sale for $66 million, according to the Baltimore Sun. This is just the beginning. In Japan, commercial real estate prices fell 90% from their bubble peak, and it is a mathematical certainty the same will happen in the U.S. Since the Chinese are not going to help, this will definitely wipe out the Federal Reserve Board. The Federal Reserve Board is already long past bankruptcy. The amount of federal debt is so extreme that even a return of interest rates to their historical average would mean paying an interest expense that would consume more than half of tax revenues. Interest expense would eclipse Social Security and defense spending and become the largest item in the federal budget. In short, allowing interest rates to rise high enough to entice natural buyers would bankrupt the U.S. government because of the higher interest costs. This means that without Chinese support, the Rockefellers would not have the funds they need to bribe and murder their way out of the frontal assault on their Joe Biden avatar that is now unfolding in Congress. By the way, if any readers believe that Joe Biden is still alive, they need to check out the evidence below to confirm he is just an avatar. And there's a lot here about it, a lot that I've been reporting for a very long time. If you go onto my blog at jameshfetzer.org, just do a search on the real Joe Biden or Joe Biden, and you're going to find what's going on. There they have photographs, and there was a recent video that was really excellent, making a lot of the same points I made and others as well, that is available on my Twitter account at Jim Fetzer. Some highlights here. Biden predicted in the 90s he'd be dead and gone by the year 2020. Indeed, he appears to have died in 2017. Even his granddaughter has confirmed it. Nevertheless, publicly taking down the avatar will expose the puppet masters behind him. The reason the long-anticipated mass arrests have still not concluded is because the U.S. military is going by the book. The wheels of justice grind slowly, but they grind to dust. Now, they are finally grinding their way to the top people. Let us hope. For example, Senator Chuck Grassley released an FD-1023 form alleging Mykola Soloshevsky, Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma's founder, paid a $5 million bribe each to Vice President Biden and Hunter Biden to have Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin fired. Yes, yes, we know. That's not new news. But also, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said, the Democrats keep saying, oh, we don't have any evidence. You don't have any evidence. Well, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene showed them evidence. She showed them evidence of the president committing a crime, violating the Mann Act. She showed the plane ticket. She showed the picture. She showed the evidence. You know, there's no question he violated it. That's another thing he could have been charged with. More importantly, Senator Ted Cruz said, if the damning whistleblower testimony before the House is truthful, it means Merrick Garland, Joe Biden's attorney general, committed multiple felonies. Impeaching Garland would remove the main legal obstacle to the prosecution of Biden and the exposure of his handlers. That's why the Biden, and here the name is appearing in quotes, because you know we know it's not the real Joe, are circling the wagons by putting CIA Director William Burns in his cabinet last Friday. Burns, of course, is one of the chief architects of the entire Ukraine disaster. CIA sources say the Biden people are going to try to avoid prosecution by announcing the death of the long-dead Biden. They'll then find an excuse to avoid the no-brain Vice President Kamala Harris taking over and jump straight to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy, of course, would be the person who would have to hand over control of government to an entirely new group, presumably centered around U.S. President Donald Trump and vaccine truther Robert F. Kennedy Jr. When asked if he's thought about RFK Jr. as a running mate, Trump said no, but people have suggested it. A lot of people suggesting it. I've known him over the years. He's a smart guy and well-intentioned. That was not a definite no. Of course, a Trump-Kennedy regime would go after both the child traffickers and the vaccine pushers. After screening the movie, The Sound of Freedom, Trump said, you have to see it and add it. The Biden administration has done absolutely nothing to protect these children. He could have gone further and said the Biden administration had been actively involved in the trafficking of children. They are even coming out of the closet now with HBO trying to normalize pedophilia. We also have a letter from Barack Obama supporting pornography for children. Let's check this out. Obama defends sexually explicit books for children in open letter to librarians. This is Barack Obama. Former President Barack Obama defended banned books in an open letter to librarians, a move that conservatives are blasting, given that those at the Senate debate contain pornographic material targeted at children. This is the real Barack Obama. Today, some of the books that shaped my life and the lives of so many others are being challenged by people who disagree with certain ideas or perspectives, Obama said. It's no coincidence that these banned books, often written by or feature people of color, indigenous people, and members of the LGBTQ plus community, though there have also been unfortunate instances of books by conservative authors or books containing triggering scenes that have been targeted for removal, he said in his open letter to librarians. He continued, either way, the impulse seems to be to silence rather than engage, rebut, learn from, or seek to understand views that don't fit our own. I believe such an approach is profoundly misguided and contrary to what has made this country great. He went on to praise librarians for being on the front lines, fighting every day to make the widest possible range of viewpoints, opinions, and ideas available to everyone. Responding to Obama's open letter, conservatives, including the Daily Wire's Matt Walsh, roasted the former president, pointing out that the only books that anyone on the right is challenging are pornographic books about gay sex.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of a library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Now, what you have to understand about Obama, in case you missed the memo, is that Obama's gay. He had a flaming affair with Rahm Emanuel in Chicago when he was still a state senator. Everyone knew about it, that is to say, anyone who knew anything about gays in Chicago understood. He, of course, brought Rahm Emanuel along with him as his chief of staff when he went to the White House. He brought Rahm Emanuel along with him. And, of course, he's married to a man. Michelle Obama is a tranny. Never had sex change. Still has a package most women do not have. There are multiple occasions when you can witness its presence, such as dancing on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Oddly, Michelle, who was born Michael LeVon Robinson, has breast implants. So Michelle has both breasts and a male package. I think Obama finds that enticing. I'm not sure about the rest of the world. So when Matt Walsh points out the only books that anyone on the right is challenging are pornographic books about gay sex, those are books I submit that Barack Obama is especially enthusiastic about. Pornographic books about gay sex. That is, as it were, right up his alley. The books that are fighting against, like Let's Talk About It, or Gender Queer, for example, show explicit sex acts, and even teach children about kinks, fantasies, and porn. When they accuse us of banning books, they're referring to graphic books containing pornographic content offered to kids in schools across the country, tweeted libs of TikTok, showing images from some of the books, which are too graphic to post here. For some reason, they never show examples from the book of Why Does Obama? They never show examples from the books, period. Why does Obama want your kids to read porn like this in school? Well, he wants to create a society that is loaded with gays and lesbians and bis and trannies and everything else to make him and Michelle feel normal. I can't wait when they run Michelle for president or vice. And it all comes out because there's no way it can be concealed. I did my homework on this years ago, and I've only had further confirmation ever since. if you want to see some examples, and also how we know that the guy calling himself Biden is not the real Joe, go to my blog, jameshfetzer.org, and under events, scroll down to False Flags and Conspiracies 2020, and you can go to the download site where all the presentations can be downloaded and check out Corruption Galore. I mean, really, truly, correction, Deception Galore. Deception Galore. I'm going to go there and verify exactly what I'm telling you. Right now, events. False Flags and Conspiracies 2020. Go in, it says download archives. There they are. There's a lot of good stuff here, by the way. Me on scientific reasoning. Uli Domagard on false flags and conspiracy galore. Larry Rivera, JFK. Was Lee actually in the Texas school book depository doorway? Ralph Sinkay, JFK. Did Jack Ruby shoot Lee Oswald on TV? David W. Manick, MD, PhD, JFK. How many times and where was JFK hit? Now, I got to tell you, we're talking about the best people on these subjects. More. Giuseppe Vaffangulo, the COVID-19 hoax and the Great Reset. Nick Kohlerstrom, COVID-19, the Great Corona Hoax. Scott Bennett, Grand Theft Election and the 14th Amendment. Dr. Catherine Horton, 5G directed energy that targeted individuals. Joe Olson, 9/11, where did the towers go? Art Olivier, the coronavirus ritual, the plan to change our DNA. Kevin Barrett, war on conspiracy theories. Allison Sonny Maynard, judicial corruption and abusing the law. Tony Mead, satanic pedophilia in elite society. Jim Fetzer, what happened at Sandy Hook? Kelly Watt, Sandy Hook, a mass illusion. Stephanie Sledge, Sandy Hook, Mossad, Connecticut corruption. More. Mark Anderson, what does all this mean? Sarah Westall, the First Amendment, where is it gone? Gary King, Marathon, Boston Marathon bombing Boston strong. Dina Pollard Sachs, Godfathers of Sex Abuse. Cosby, Epstein, Weinstein. Ah, and here it is. Jim Fetzer. Deception galore, hate crimes, and more. All of these are available for free. Just go to jameshfetzer.org, click on events, go down to False Flag and Conspiracy 20, go to the archive. You can download as many of these as you like. And I believe, though it's been a while since I sought to verify, they can download the others, too. You're welcome to them all. The point I'm making here is, if you look at Deception, Galore, Hate Crimes, and More, you'll see how massively we are being played by these phony events. Meanwhile, returning to Benjamin Fulford, and the letter from Barack Obama supporting pornography for children. The facts are, these children aren't being loved. They're being tortured to death to harvest adrenochrome. During the Biden administration, 60,000 children were sold in the Ukraine and 85,000 were taken from Latin America. This is in addition to the 40,000 who go missing every year in the United States. These children may finally get justice, because the whole world now knows about these crimes by the Western Khazarian Mafia elite. I hope this is all the case. I hope this is all the case. This will also mean the liberation of the Jewish people from thousands of years of satanic control. A Mossad source said a sign of this could be seen when Israel's President Herzog told Congress, America is irreplaceable to Israel, and Israel is irreplaceable to America. Now, as an aside, how many times have I explained that our Congress is Israeli-occupied territory? Cynthia McKinney on Iranian television back in 2011 explained a pledge where new members of Congress are asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel even ahead of the interests of the United States. That's what's been going on with the war in Ukraine. The Senate just rejected an amendment to the NDAA 2024 proposed by Rand Paul that Article 5 of the NATO treaty does not override the constitutional requirement for the Senate to participate in decisions of war and peace. They rejected it. By rejecting it, what that meant was, if Article 5 were invoked, then the United States would automatically be at war, in this case with Russia, automatically, which is why I've been so concerned about staging a false flag attack that could be used to invoke Article 5 and bring the U.S. into a direct confrontation with Russia if Fulford has it right and the outlines of the peace agreement are as described. And we've dodged a bullet. This has been the closest to all-out nuclear war of my lifetime, and let us hope of yours, and that it was averted by cooler heads. What's interesting is I don't see one man in the crowd wearing a kippah, Jewish skull cap. Very unusual. This is a public sign Jews do not want to be seen as separate from other people. In Israel, meanwhile, massive crowds of protesters march daily toward the parliament building in Jerusalem to voice their opposition against the Netanyahu's government attempt to turn that country into a dictatorship. Military veterans, intelligence agencies, official pilots, and others have also renounced his power grab. Benjamin Netanyahu, the would-be God King of Israel, meanwhile, is nowhere to be seen. After saying he was down with a heat stroke, now the story they're pulling out is he's had heart surgery for a pacemaker. They will keep the story going as long as possible. There are definitely CGIs, holograms, and doubles in the mix, Mossad sources say. Another KM leader who's on his last ropes is Justin Castrodo. He actually is the son of Fidel Castro, Trudeau, in Canada. The man is so hated by Canadians, it's surprising he's still clinging to power. He is definitely on his way out to jail, possibly even execution for war crimes. the corner at KM are now desperately trying to use a combination of climate change and UFOs to try to cling to power. The climate change hysteria is being fanned by putting temperature measuring stations at hotspots like airport runways and changing weather reports to make it look like we're all burning. The problem is, it's all just a big lie, and increasing numbers of the public know it. Actually, they're showing a million years before present that we're actually in a CO2 famine. Fascinating. Fascinating. Wonderful chart here. I'm going to have to use this. Showing that 160 million years before present, the atmospheric CO2 in terms of parts per million was around 2,750. That 80 million years before present, it was in the 1,000 to 1,400 parts per million category, which is optimum for plants. When primates developed about 50 million years ago, it was at around 1,000. Today, it's down to closer to 250, which is getting pretty close to a level at which extinction will occur. In other words, the whole thing is a massive scam. A massive scam. Joe Olson and I, by the way, have done, I don't know, I think it's a 10-part series now on global warming, and now we know it's a scam. This graph is excellent, simply excellent. More. The UFO thing might be more interesting. Last week, they trotted out White House National Security Chief John Kirby to say UFOs are having an impact on our training ranges, need to be treated as a legitimate issue. Watch for the genuine UFO government file to be released at the end of August or first week in September. They don't have any more cards to play, a secret space program source reported. Other suppressed technology is already coming out. After many decades of waiting, the U.S. just certified the first fully electric flying car. The $300,000 Model A is a true flying car. It can be driven on roads as well as flown in the air. And it's one step closer to your garage. Business logic means it'll not be much longer to wait before our $20,000 model become available in our Jetson's future finally arrives. More importantly, there's a claim that we're on the verge of living for thousands of years. I've got to tell you. Here I got to part ways. Even if it were possible, who would want to live for thousands of years? It's just ludicrous. Now, when they talk about the protests in Israel, that doesn't mean the legislature isn't moving forward nevertheless. I'll find it here. Here it is. From the Epic Newsroom, and I highly recommend the Epic Times, Israel's parliament passes law weakening Supreme Court. Get this. Israel's parliament on July 14th approved a law that limits the Israeli Supreme Court ability to challenge parliamentary decisions. The law includes a provision that prevents judges from striking down government decisions on the basis that they are extremely unreasonable. The law taking effect would mean the Supreme Court would not be able to review decisions such as a termination of officials on grounds of being unreasonable. The law, part of a plan backed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that would change the judiciary, was passed on a, get this, 64-0 vote after opponents walked out rather than voting against it. The first procedural vote was 64-56. Justice Minister Yariv Levin, the architect of the plan, said Parliament had taken a first step in an important historic process of overhauling the judiciary. Other parts of the plan include a bill that would let a majority of the Parliament overturn Supreme Court decisions and a law that would enable Parliament to select judges. Wow! The Movement for Quality Government, which opposes the law, quickly asked the country's highest court to act against the law over it allegedly being unconstitutional. I have no doubt. The government of destruction has raised its malicious hand against the state of Israel, and they are threatening to destroy everything we have built here in the last 75 years, said Ilag Shraga, the movement's chairman. Mr. Netanyahu, 73, and his allies say that changes are needed to curb the powers of unelected judges and restore the balance of the three branches of government. Critics say they're unnecessary and fueled by personal and political grievances of Mr. Netanyahu, who was on trial for corruption charges, and his partners. No doubt. No doubt. By the way, in case you missed that memo, Ehud Olmert and Bibi Netanyahu were the brain trust behind the attack on 9/11. They sought to envision a plan whereby the United States would be driven to send military forces into the Middle East, where they could be used to take out the modern Arab state that served as a counterbalance, Israel's domination of the entire region, and eventually to confront the Persian government of Iran. It played out that way until Syria, when Russia and Iran both introduced forces to defend the government of Bashar al-Assad, the democratically elected president of Syria. Yes. In case you hadn't put together a key point, we cannot be in Syria to bring freedom and democracy to Syria because Syria is already a democracy. Wow. Demonstrators have protested against the planned changes, including blocking a road leading to Parliament. Some companies, including gas stations, closed in protest ahead of the vote. And thousands of military reservists have declared their refusal to serve. We are headed for disaster, Yair Lapid, the leader of the opposition in Parliament, said before the law was approved. This is a complete breaking of the rules of the game. Mr. Lapid added after the vote, the Times of Israel reported, the government and coalition can choose what direction the state goes in, but it can't decide the character of the state. Mr. Netanyahu's supporters, meanwhile, thronged central Tel Aviv to show support for the planned change to the judiciary, while Mr. Netanyahu decried the military trying to force the government's hand. Again, I repeat, 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons, and the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. It was always, from inception, planned, designed, to greet a false flag attack that was in fact an inside job to make it appear that Arabs had attacked the United States when it was Israel. Israel. Israel.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, let me say I'm opening phone lines. Area code 540-352-4452. Mitchell will field your call and get you on the air. 540-352-4452. please do call. We can talk about these stories or others. I anticipate the flat earth natives are restless, that because the discussion of late with Joe Olson and me didn't represent, you know, didn't feature a representative of flat earth such as David Wise, that they're not happy. I would expect Paul would be at the head of the line here complaining, anticipating as much. I'm contemplating next week, not this, but a week from Wednesday, inviting him and a colleague of his choice to do a show defending flat earth. And then I will feel I have done my part to contribute to the debate. I don't expect there to be a consensus here. I've done my best to explain my position, and I just want everyone to know, to even it out, to hear the other side of the story. I'm going to invite David Wise to do this show, and so that I won't be tempted to intervene, I'm going to let Mitchell handle it. In other words, it'll be David Wise's show on defending flat earth, and I won't be in the position to intervene. Was that you, Mitchell, or was that a caller?
That's a caller.
Who we got here? We got Brian.
We got Bruce.
Is that right? Huh?
Oh, we got a couple.
Okay.
I'll mute myself.
No, Mitchell, who we got?
We have Bruce first and then Johnny.
Okay, Bruce. Go ahead, Bruce. Go ahead. Give us your thoughts.
Well, first of all, you're sounding just as good as ever, Mr. Fetzer, and so my compliments to you. I was afraid that when you went in for surgery, you were going to get a doctor switch like Joan Rivers did, you know.
Yeah. she had a routine endoscopy, whereas I was having heart surgery, totally different. But yes, there was always that possibility that I might not have come out of the surgery a success. So, yeah, I appreciate that, Brian. Tell us more, your thoughts, more.
Yeah, I have a nephew of mine. We're real close, and he's younger than me, and he went in for a routine heart cath and didn't make it out. He coded on the table, so good for you. You know, as far as Donald Trump's running mate, I'm going to throw this out there at you. Have you ever heard of Representative Byron Donalds, the black Republican from Florida?
Oh, I think I may have heard his name, but I've never followed up. I don't know anything about him. Tell us.
Yeah, I saw him on Fox News, and that man, he's eloquent, he's hard-hitting, he doesn't pull his punches. And I'm looking here at NBC News here. Black Republican lawmaker says he's being snubbed by the Congressional Black Caucus. In a statement, the CBC suggested Representative Byron Donalds, who voted to overturn election results in states Donald Trump lost, doesn't share their values. But I think that guy would be a perfect running mate for Trump. You know, that would neutralize the BLM, you know, agenda, as it were. And what do you think about this Oppenheimer thing that's being pushed 24/7 on all the by the usual suspects?
What's the Oppenheimer thing supposed to amount to? What's this story?
I think it just covers the, you know, it kind of glamorizes the entire Manhattan Project and then the result of using two nukes on Japan. And is Oppenheimer kind of like a tragic hero who kind of regrets what he did, you know? But what happened was these businesses that fled Germany after you know, because they didn't agree with the Hitler government, and they signed a letter to President Roosevelt saying we need to have a nuclear bomb because Hitler's on the verge of making one, or he's working to make one himself, and the first one to have it will win the war. And actually, there was no evidence that Germany was developing a nuclear weapon after the war was over. So this whole thing, I believe this is a case. If you look up the B-36, have you ever heard of that bomber? It came out in 47 or 48, I believe. But it was in development. The proposal was pitched at exactly the same time as a nuclear weapon. It was called the Pentagon. Well, not the Pentagon, but the War Office put out a proposal for a transatlantic bomber that'd be able to fly from the United States to Europe should England fall. And I believe the entire thrust of the Manhattan Project was to develop a nuke to be flown to Europe, and they were going to just nuke Europe as long as Hitler occupied France and whatever. I think that's the entire thrust of it. So they're just glamorizing their evil is my take on
it. Yeah, I mean, it's a documentary about the Manhattan Project and the development of the atomic bomb, focusing on Oppenheimer, who orchestrated the project. And it's controversial for the reason that it's positive. You know what I mean? It's describing it as positive. Is that it?
Yeah, it's rather positive. And then Oppenheimer, in one scene, he's in bed having sex. Now, that's really pertinent to the Manhattan Project, you know, is having this scene in there. And the Hindus are really up in arms over it. You can look up. RT Today has an article on it. And he's in the middle of sex, and then he stops, and he picks up a book, an Indian book. I don't know the entire name of it. And he reads that passage where, you know, I have become death, the destroyer of worlds. I don't know. It's just more Jew trickery as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Brian, why don't you stick around while we bring in Johnny? Go ahead, Johnny. Give us your thoughts.
Well, you know, I ain't in too much into movie propaganda stuff because that's all they've been doing for the last 30 years, if not more. But, you know, I just want to make one brief comment on that flat Earth thing. How can anyone scientifically debate the flat Earth, you know, with only one side present? You know, I don't know what happened to Paul, but that Joe Olson dude is a nut job. You know, I want to know who the surveyors are, and I want their names, because he just says, well, this is how it is, and then without backing it up by these people said this. You can't prove we're spinning 1,000 miles an hour. You can't prove we're spinning 66,000 miles around the sun. How'd you measure that? I mean, I'm not going to get into it right now, but in order to scientifically analyze anything, you need the you gather up all the data, you collect the most evidence, And you usually lean on the direction who has the most compelling evidence. Well, that wasn't done. It was just like a shit show to where, you know, it just one side was presented and we're not even going to allow anybody to present the case. And I just want to say it was a terrible, terrible presentation of flat Earth. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you believe in Big Bang, you don't believe in God. If you believe in flat Earth, then you believe in God of the Bible. And it just gets that basic and that simple. I don't want to get into it because this ain't the time or the place, but I do still admire you, and you do sound great, Jim, after what you've been through. Just hang in there, and just all I say is just try and approach these things with more of an open mind and bring somebody in like Eddie Bravo or Flat Earth Dave. If you want to get somebody on the Flat Earth side, because all the bullshit that you guys said about Flat Earth, Flat Earthers don't think none of that shit. And so it was like a huge disservice. And like I said, if you want 200,000, there's a gentleman, if you want to prove that we live on a spinning ball, he's given up 200,000 cash. And I don't see why anybody wouldn't take it, except for me, because we live on a flat plane.
Well,
anyways, listen, you guys have a great day.
You may have missed. You may have
disappeared. I want to talk to him.
I'm here.
No, Oh, you're here? Okay.
Johnny, you may have missed my announcement that I anticipated because it was Joe and me and not a representative of Flat Earth.
Right.
That'd
right.
be a lot of
and
people.
I must have missed the very beginning.
Yeah, because I said what I'm going to do is devote a whole show next week, a week from Wednesday, I anticipate to Flat Earth from Flat Earth or David Weiss. I'm going to invite to come on with a colleague of his to present the alternative. And
right.
then
I will have covered
the bases because, you know, I don't derive a lot of joy from this specific debate, but I am planning to do that. Johnny, does that sound good to you?
It does. I appreciate you, sir. You know, your openness is a uniqueness, and I love you for that. But you know, hey, like I said, the reason why this is so important, there's no other reason. It hides God's creation.
Well,
you know, and that's the only reason why they do this. That's why the biggest lie, that's why the father of lies, Satan, known as the father of lies. And like I said, I can't wait to hear some credible debaters about this subject. But just so you all know where I'm coming from, you know, I've done physics, math, calculus, algebra, geometry, trig every day. And I've calculated all their numbers. They're all wrong. I mean, there's so many fallacies in all their stuff. I use their own methods against them, and I can't seem to come up with one solid
listen,
incredible
evidence. Johnny, about the surveyor specifically, I included a video that's like 10 minutes long about surveying and the necessity to take into account Earth curvature on risk of structural failure. So if you go to my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, and if you look at the video version of the show, which, of course, you couldn't see over Revolution Radio, you will have an opportunity to watch the video that I included specifically because the surveying aspect is so important to this debate. So let me just encourage you to do so.
I will do that. And I thank you very much. And I just wanted to make one more comment. I'm almost wondering if Revolution Radio isn't being compromised. You know, I love the channel and love all the different great guests and people. But, you know, you realize they hang their hat on people like Glenn Beck, who Glenn Beck is now, if you listen to Glenn Beck's show, what does he say every day? The future of entertainment. I mean, are you giving me a break, man? And he has a DOD person from the Department of Defense sitting on his team. That way he knows, you know, not to step too far. I mean, these people, that's what I'm talking about. The left, the right, and a fake right. If the right was doing the right thing, we wouldn't have a left. And this stupid game of, you know, this uniparty, they call the District of Columbia. And you guys think that the England don't own that? You might want to go look it up, the title of deed, and see who owns that piece of property, because it is England. And they keep these politicians that represent England keep on playing hot potato and using we the people as monkey in the middle. And we're never going to get over it until we stop the insanity of thinking that one person, anybody that works in the District of Columbia is going to represent the United States. That's insane. That's never going to happen. Never.
Well, look, I appreciate all that, Johnny. Bruce, would you like to add some personal
thoughts? I know,
thoughts?
It was a lot. And thank you, guys. Hey,
well done, Johnny.
Thank you, sir. I'm looking forward to watching that video, and I can't wait to hear more things in the future. And once again, I just say, you guys are a really great group of men, man. Like I said, I'll stick to that statement because we don't have to agree. But just being brave enough to talk about the things everybody's so dang scared to talk about, that makes a good man right there. Just that alone.
Very good.
Yeah. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. And don't miss a show that a week from Wednesday, assuming David Weiss is going to do it, which I predict he will. So we're on a roll. Bruce, did you want to add further thoughts?
Well, first of all, it's just this hyper emotionalism and throwing ad hominems around and insulting your guests. So he backed up from that, and that's good. That's good. Kind of calmed down a little bit, but you know, and then just it just reminds me of if you tell a leftist that there's two genders and they go off the rails, you know. You know, you got to approach these things calmly and rationally, you know, and that shows me some insecurity, for one. For two, arguing backwards, saying, well, you're trying to prove that the Bible was correct, I think. And if so, we need to make, you know, arguments trying to prove that instead of proving exactly what's true. Paul, hold on. How do you prove we're spinning in space? Well, I don't know. How do you prove that China, India, United States, Japan, France, Brazil, Russia, Israel, Denmark, United Kingdom are all launching fake rockets? Where do these rockets go with these satellites?
Oh, for God. These are not arguments. I just don't even want to.
It's the Jews and it's the Freemasons. Is that what it is? They're all in cahoots. I mean, you know, GPS is fake, too. I saw space junk come in one night, and it was all over the sky. The sky lit up like lightning. You know?
Okay, let me bring in Paul, who's chafing at the bit. Paul, go ahead, Paul.
All right. You know, this angers me the same way it angers Johnny. By the way, good job on your call, Johnny. I didn't want to call for this. Okay, I didn't call because I heard my name mentioned or anything else. Okay, I already was going to call anyway. To deal with this, you know, Al Dean, you know, thing, because you spent a lot of time on this show on that guy, right? And his song, Try That in a Small Town. I'm tired of it already, okay? I'm sick of it. It's a total BS distraction. He's not going to do anything for us. He's a fag. He doesn't, he's exactly the type of white guy that would go, oh, I'm not a racist. And I got news for Mr. Al Dean, okay? They're already doing it to a small town. They did it to Bangor, Maine. They dropped 10,000 Somalis out of nowhere into Bangor, Maine, way back when, okay? They're doing it everywhere. They're doing it in Idaho. They're doing it in North Dakota, okay? They're doing it in North Carolina and small towns. Just ask Frederick Blackburn, Blackbird 9, right? How would you like it if they do it in your little small town, Jim, of Oregon, Wisconsin? What if they drop, like, say, 5,000 MS-13 gang members and say a bunch of Somali niggers and a bunch of like Arab sand Muslims? You know, just drop them in your town. They're already doing it. Okay, so he could write a song about, for example, the Federal Reserve. How about that? Write a song about the Jewish media control. Write a song about poisoning children with Jewish vaccinations. Show the kind of courage like you have, Jim Fetzer. Write a song about Sandy Hook and how it was a fraud and see if you can cash your country music checks. F you, Jason Al Dean, you fag. There's white nationalists out there right now who come from nothing, who come from nowhere, but speaking their heart. And they do such things as flyers and podcasts, and they get basically outed. Right? They call it docs, and they lose their jobs, and in many cases, they lose relationships with family and friends, so they got nothing to show for it. This guy, Jason Al Dean, ain't going to do shit, okay? And they're not going to come out to a small town because guess what? There's not much to burn down, and there's not much to riot. It's not the focus of media attention. So again, it's just a bunch of stupid hyperbole, and I'm sick of it.
Love it, Paul. Love it. Just love it. Love it. Love it. Tell us what you really think. Excellent.
I had that in me, you know, and
I like it, Paul. I thought you'd be.
You know, Jim,
I figured you'd be pleased too that I'm inviting David Weiss to come on in a week from Wednesday to do the flat Earth side. So
that's fine. That's fine, and I'll have more to say to that on an email, and I want to retract a lot of what I said in my other email. It's very frustrating for me, and here's why, okay? I came into this starting in about 2015 or 16, basically similar to you, but maybe not as strong. You know, I've always been kind of open to things. I want to hear more, you know? It's like one of the things you say on your show, which I admire you for, is you say to many people, tell me more. Okay, you've said that to guests and callers. You've said, tell me more. Because you're interested to hear what it is they say, even if sometimes you probably don't disagree with it. And so most people that get into this thing and start looking at it, they come from this position of it's already been indoctrinated into them since they were little children, okay, and they've never looked into it. But the fact remains, it's very simple. It's an observable reality, and not only that, but there's no experiment that's ever proved the motion of the Earth. And in fact, the one well-designed, famous experiment, the Michelson-Morley experiment, which is designed to show the motion of the Earth, failed to do so. Okay.
Paul,
and one of the reasons,
you know, Paul, I honest to God, I just don't want to go through it again and again. You have to reject all of modern physics and astronomy to believe in a flat Earth.
Then reject it. Then reject it, Jim, because here's the thing that makes me upset.
Paul,
okay.
You are entitled to make up your own mind and believe whatever you want. I'm not constraining.
It's not a belief.
The question is how much.
Not a belief.
It's.
I don't give a damn what Joe Olson says or modern physics. You got to look at it. You got to put your mind on the other side of the fence and start from there. If you put your logic and critical thinking mind with scientific training, supposedly, on the other side, okay, and come at it from there, in other words, to support what it is they're saying instead of oppose it, in my opinion, it's inescapable after a little bit of time and effort. It's absolutely inescapable. But most people like yourself won't do it. You spend all your time trying to refute this idea and you think it's silly. But yet, all kinds of very, very astute, intelligent, and in my opinion, very prescient people, such as Sophia, right, such as Ed Henry, such as David Weiss, and many other people, they already know. They've already come to the proper conclusion based upon the examination of the evidence. We're just all waiting for you, Jim, to make the journey. And it's not just a scientific journey. It's an intellectual and emotional journey.
Paul.
All right, I'm sorry.
How many times do I have to explain? I have a PhD in the history and the philosophy of science, for God's sake.
Nobody
earned my PhD in this very field. The history of science is dominated by the history of astronomy and physics. Flat earthers are going back to a view that was discredited 2,000 years ago. I mean, give me a break.
That's a lie.
If you want, it is not a lie. And Paul,
it is a lie.
You gotta
again,
wash your language or I'll wash your mouth out with soap. A lie is somebody deliberately saying something they know to be false with the intent to mislead the audience. If you think what I'm saying is wrong, then you can say it's false. But you cannot say it's a lie without impugning my integrity by asserting of me that I know it's false, and I'm asserting it to
it
be true believed. With the intent of misleading the audience. I mean, you got to understand the concept of a lie better. It's insulting.
It was believed in the 1800s.
Believed in the 1800s?
Yes, as recently as the late 1800s and early 1900s, it was believed. Yes, it was taught in schools.
Paul. That's fantastic to me. Listen, you'd have to reject. Yeah, Paul, honest to God, it's just not fruitful to discuss. This is...
Well, it's not fruitful to discuss with you, so why do you discuss it then? Just leave it alone.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, you're in California, so if you go down to Los Angeles, there's the Griffith Observatory. Are you familiar with it, Jim? The Griffith Observatory there?
Of course.
Beautiful place. And if you go in there, there's this exhibit. It's a Foucault pendulum. And it's a 240-pound bronze ball suspended by a cable 40 feet long. It swings in a constant direction while the Earth turns beneath it. Now, it's impossible to swing a 240-pound ball by a cable. And so I'd like to know how this ball is moving around, demonstrating this, that the Earth is round and spinning.
You know,
it doesn't demonstrate any of that. They've all been dealt with. This is all
you're 100% correct. You're 100% correct.
I forgot. You know, the reason this is infuriating is because no way
have
ever seen curvature, and you won't see it. Okay?
How does a 240-pound ball swing from a cable without the Earth rotating?
Go somewhere, see curvature, and then come back.
Answer the question. And by the way, that country singer has a wife. So he's not a fag.
Hey.
But
hey, we're out of time, guys. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in. To be continued. Great having you here. Thanks.
It really pissed me off.
Thanks so much.
Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take.
But as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their